Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia dealers of Ireland. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia are with you all the way.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And Joe at RT.ie. Niall Kearns. Niall, good afternoon. Chairman of the Christmas Lights Committee in Drogheda.
Hello, Joe.
The lights are still up in Drogheda, the town lights on the main streets there. Are they up late or are they up early for next Christmas?
Well, a bit of both, Joe, and I'll just start with a quick correction. I'm actually the chairman of the Love Drogheda Business Improvement District,
okay.
But was formerly the chairman of the Christmas Lights, so okay. Effectively, you might say one and the same. Yeah. But yes, we took a decision earlier this year that we would turn on the lights a week earlier. We turned them on in the middle of November, when we normally turn them on the last week of November. And then we also took the decision that we would extend their lit period from the end of the first week of January. Normally, we turn them off around the 8th of January, and we said we'd run it to the end of the month. And the decision simply behind it was that there was a lot of doom and gloom with COVID and how it had affected people's health and our businesses and our jobs and our lifestyles. And we said, you know, it'll put a little bit of festive cheer. It'll brighten up the town for people. It's good for people's kind of, you know, morale and all that sort of stuff. And it's truly democratic. You don't have to pay a red cent towards it. It's there for the good of everybody and it's funded by the ratepayers.
And how long will you keep the Christmas lights up for, Niall?
Our intention is to leave them lit till the end of January and then shortly after they will be taken down for storage.
Okay. Now, we were contacted separately, I must say, by Tommy Roddy, Joe at RT.ie. He was in Galway. Tommy.
Yeah. How are you, Joe?
You're talking about Galway City, Niall is in Drogheda. Like so many places, the Christmas lights are still up. But what's your point, please, Tommy?
Yeah, my point is, I think it's crazy. It's ridiculous to have the lights on. We're 1 week to the end of January at this stage.
Yeah.
And I was in town yesterday here in Galway at something to pick up in town. And the lights are still there, exactly the same as they were before Christmas. And I heard Niall saying there they switched them on a week early before Christmas. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that. But I mean, to have them up at this stage and... I mean, it's a lot of towns and cities all over the country, and I think it's absolutely crazy.
Why?
To be honest, well, I mean, when you see Christmas lights, what do you think of? What's the first thing that comes into your head?
Christmas.
Christmas, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And what has Christmas been like for a lot of people in this country? You know, we were told by the government coming up to Christmas that we would have a so-called meaningful Christmas. And the government basically took all the restrictions away. So people, some people basically carried on and
As the CMO said, Tony, a lot of people partied over Christmas and are now paying the price, unfortunately.
Well, some people did and some people, exactly, they're paying the price for it now. But the people who didn't party, and I'm one of those myself.
But Tommy, as you stand before me here, your call was about the Christmas lights should be taken down. You're now talking about COVID. Why should the Christmas lights be taken down?
Because, as I said, when I was in town yesterday, I look up at the Christmas lights, I think of Christmas, and I think of my own Christmas, but I think of other people's Christmases as well. People restricted their movements during Christmas. Well, some people did. So it just reminds us all, as far as I'm concerned, of the Christmas. And not only that, it reminds us all of 2020, a year that most of us would prefer to forget. So why not take down the lights? You know, let's look forward to a new year, although it's been very difficult so far. But there are encouraging signs from the numbers, where the numbers are decreasing at the moment. So take down the lights. Let's put them up again at Christmas. Christmas lights are for Christmas. It's as simple as that.
What do you get that, Niall? Christmas lights are for Christmas, like the puppies. Christmas lights. Well, Niall thinks Christmas lights aren't just for Christmas.
Yeah, and like in fairness to Tommy, I mean, everybody's entitled to their own views, and sometimes we'll agree and sometimes we won't. I'm not inclined to be as kind of in as much agreement with Tommy on his argument as presented there. I mean, Christmas, let's face it, is strictly speaking a Christian festival. Mammon has taken over and it has become more of a retail festival since. And certainly COVID has created an awful hardship for anybody in business, particularly in retail or hospitality. There's no disputing that. But at the end of the day, Christmas is about, you know, the birth of Jesus, as you might say. And I think to leave the lights on and give a bit of Christmas cheer to lift people's spirits, I think, is more in keeping with the spirit of Christmas than saying.
But are you encouraging people to come into the town, city centres?
No, absolutely not, because the
regulations don't want them in.
The regulations are there. A 5-kilometre restriction. Drogheda is a very large town. Within 5 kilometres of Drogheda, there's roughly about 65,000 people. It certainly would appeal to any of those. There are people who live further out, but by virtue of the nature of their job, particularly the 2,500 people that work in the Lourdes Hospital, they end up coming into Drogheda as well.
What is opening in Drogheda, Niall? Because there's now rumours that more shops are going to be shut from tomorrow. But what is still open? What is essential?
Well, we're talking of our essential retailers. We're talking of our supermarkets, our pharmacies. We say our butchers, our hardware stores at present are included in that. And there are other retailers that are probably in the mix there as well. But there's no doubt about it. If further restrictions come in, that will contract even further. We obviously have no influence over that. But what we do have influence over is people's perception of their town. Drogheda is a great town. It's vibrant. It's ambitious. It is Ireland's largest town. It's its fastest growing town. I've no doubt in my mind that within the next couple of years, the population of Drogheda will exceed that of Waterford. There is ambition for Drogheda.
Stick with the point, Niall, which you're very good at. And the other thing as well is that Drogheda, in its configuration with the beautiful river, the width of the river, the beautiful bridges over the river, the fact that you have a shopping centre on one side and you have beautiful streets and art galleries up the other side, and a beautiful church, adds to the intimacy of the town. But let me bring in Patricia O'Mahony in Betty's town. Patricia, what do you think of Tommy's argument, which is Christmas is over. For a lot of people, it was a Christmas Tommy believes that people want to forget. It marked a year that people want to forget, 2020, and let's move on.
We are positive here in Drogheda. I mean, I'm from Dublin, all right, and it's dead up there completely. When I go into Drogheda, I come in on the Marsh Road, it's a dark road, you see the lights, and you know what? It's really uplifting. And I still have the Christmas song on my phone, and I was in the bank the other day and it went off, and you know, people smiled. It's lovely. Anything that'll uplift us at the moment.
But did that bring you into the town? Because it's not, you're not supposed to be attracted into a town apart from essential shopping.
We're not
shopping.
Attracted into a town. It is essential. I'm shopping. I go to the
bank. Your beautiful description there of driving up the Marsh Road into Drogheda. And you sound like there was a siren call dragging you into the centre of beautiful Drogheda.
No, I go in and do the banking and do a reason to go in. And the
Would you leave them up all until the, as the fellas said, the nights get brighter in the end of March?
I will do anything to keep people uplifted.
Okay.
The moment, we need everything. The girls are fantastic in the shops that are open in Drogheda. And, you know, it's a lovely feeling. I mean, that man can be quite negative. As most of the girls and all on RTE 1, RTE 2 or whatever, we have candles lit now in the house. And anything that will light a candle and uplift is good.
And have you seen many people leaving up their Christmas lights even till the end of January?
We'll do anything to,
have you left up your Christmas lights, Patricia?
I have my light in the garden.
When do you hope to take them down?
When I'm celebrating next March. I got daffodils today and I bought a few of my friends. And you know what? It's brilliant. It's making us smile.
Okay, stay there, Patricia and Betty Sound. Stay at home. Tommy Roddy is making a point. He's making a number of strong points about we are where we are. Let's move on. Enya Clinton, Enya in Mullingar.
Hi, Joe. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Your lights.
Yes, I have my Christmas tree up.
Good girl.
And I'm leaving it up until the end of the month.
Why?
The lights in Mullingar are beautiful. They were particularly lovely this year and they're still on, and they have two beautiful white Christmas trees, and they're fabulous.
Oh,
and it's lovely to drive through the town at night. It's gorgeous. It brightens up another long, dreary month.
So the commercial lights, the city, the street lights, Christmas lights in Mullingar are still up as well?
Yes.
Our lights are still up in Betty's town around the town.
Still up in Betty's town, still up in Drogheda.
They're probably up until the end of this month anyway, I would say.
Yeah, and have you got you have your own lights up in the garden?
I have my Christmas tree still up, yes.
Okay.
Brilliant.
And what about Tommy's point that, like, let's move on, let's...
No, I don't agree with it. Anyway, everyone is entitled to their opinion. That's my opinion.
Okay.
I think it brightens up the place anyway. It's a horrible month. Everywhere.
I hate to live beside that man. Oh, we need positiveness now, negativeness.
Yeah, but hang on, Ian, don't be... And I know you're not. And I know when you say it's a horrible month, I know you're speaking it. But don't be wishing your life away.
No, I'm not.
You know, today is today. And we'll
live
never...
Live for the day,
We'll never live it again.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe Tommy... Okay, well, Tommy, maybe is your part of your point? I know you're making a number of points, but is part of your point that people lights are artificial, obviously artificial colours, not a carry on. Maybe just we should. January is can be a slow dark, and darkness isn't necessarily bad. It's a slow dark month, and let's leave it at that, and let the night sky. Brilliant night skies at the moment, brilliant sunrises.
Yeah.
But the night sky and the sunrise and indeed sunset, let them light up our lives instead of plugging in something.
Yeah, just a couple of points,
Tommy, yes.
Joe. Just going back to one thing that Niall said. First of all, he said kind of it's not costing people anything to leave the lights up. Well, obviously it is, because the local authorities are paying for the lights. So it's going, the ratepayers will ultimately end up paying. And this is at a time when there's very little money coming in to the local authorities. But leaving that aside, like in Galway yesterday, there's basically nothing open. There's very few people around. Now, I had something I needed to pick up in one of the shops. But basically, you have the chemists, you have a few coffee shops doing takeaway coffees, and a few other smaller shops. So there's very few people in there. Now, the lights weren't switched on yesterday during the day, but I'm sure they switched them on during the night.
Okay.
And I've been in there a few nights, and there's literally nobody there. So what's the point in having these lights there? You know, if the whole purpose of them is to cheer people up when there's literally nobody there. Now, I've no problem with somebody leaving their Christmas tree. They can put a Christmas tree up in their house in the middle of summer if they want. But I mean, if the whole thing is to cheer people up, then there's nobody there.
Thanks. Patricia, how are you managing in the pandemic? Quickly.
Good. You know, we're being uplifting, we're positive. And if one positive person one bad apple in the middle of this, we don't need. We need uplifting. I know it's lovely and bright. The sky is bright. The what's bright. We're getting brighter. But at the moment, people are not as bright as we should be because this is very unnatural.
Make a difference. Okay.
So it's good.
51551, wash your hands. Andy Loughlin and County Leitrim. Andy.
Good afternoon.
You agree with Tommy, Roddy, that the lights, let them be gone?
I totally agree, because... I believe none of us, including myself, I believe none of us have the right to waste power. It's a waste of energy. God's given energy that we have only the right and the duty only to use the energy that we need. If we need to turn on a light because we need to see something, then that is okay. I have no problem with that. But this is only, it's an example of what's going on all over the country. I mean, I see lights on in the middle of the day. It's an absolute disgrace. No one seems to think of, we should be preserving, conserving, and preserving.
Okay.
And I mean,
but Andy, we
should be thinking about the generations that's going to come after us. That we waste as little as possible.
Okay, and you're saying we should be thinking.
Since COVID came in, climate change seems to have gone out the window. We seem to have forgotten about climate change, and I believe that. this now is people that don't seem to care. Forget about the money. The money is important.
Okay.
It's the waste of energy that I completely object to.
Yeah, but it's not God-given. It comes from Electric Ireland, and they argue that most of their electricity these days is coming from wind power.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. And Andy, did you put up Christmas lights yourself?
No, I don't. No, because I live on my own. And
ah, Andy.
There's not. I put one candle in the window to welcome Jesus. That's all I did. And the one thing
and
that you
a,
can be sure about yeah, me is that if I... You'll never find a light on in my house that's not needed. Do you understand?
I do. Yeah.
I will never have a light on in a room where unless I'm in the room. And if I go out of the room, if I leave my living room to go into the kitchen, I'll turn off the light in the living room and I'll turn on the light in the kitchen. Wow. Simply because I don't waste energy.
And it's
about, not the money. I probably could afford more to use or to leave a light on. You know what I mean? But I won't do it.
And at night time, Andy, would you leave a light on the landing or by your bedside? Or?
No, I don't do any of that. And outside, I'll have no lights on outside whatsoever.
Yeah. Are you hard on yourself, Andy, living alone and not turning off the light every time? Are you being very hard on yourself, Andy, living alone and turning off every light every time you leave a room at night time?
I can't hardly hear you, Joe.
Ah, okay.
I'm sorry.
I can't hear what
you're saying.
Okay. I'm just saying, if I'll try it again, Andy, are you being a bit hard on yourself?
I don't think so. I just doing the right thing. And the same with COVID. I hear people talking that COVID is hard on people. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I don't find it hard. And I'm sticking to all the rules. I haven't been in the house since last March. I haven't been to any. And I don't see anyone from one end of the week to the next, you know. But I look on that as a blessing in some ways because I'm able to keep myself safe. You understand?
Yeah,
and
I don't
look at it as being hard.
And Andy, did you see anyone on Christmas Day?
No, I was on my own on Christmas Day, and I've no problem with that.
Okay.
I've been on my own for the last 36 years or whatever, 37 years, and I've no problem with being on my own.
And what keeps you company?
I read.
Good man.
And the radio, and I read more than, and I'm always reading or whatever, do you understand?
I don't even have a
television.
Okay. The radio and rehab. Have you a little dog?
No, that's a long story. I had a dog and he died. He died. He died from cancer. And I did everything to try and save her. She was a bitch. You know, I often hear people talking. Sometimes, you know, people don't understand how attached you can become to an animal. You know, I have a cat now at the moment, and she basically talks to me. You might believe that.
Okay.
She has only three legs, you know. And but no, I said I'd never have another dog, even though I'm awful fond of animals.
Yeah.
But I'm very fond of animals, but I'd never have another dog. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I could never replace the dog that I had, you know.
And Andy, when is the last time you had a, apart from the postman or whatever, maybe the postman, when is the last time you had a conversation face to face with somebody?
Oh, there's a man, I do feed the cattle for him, and I happen to see him.
Okay.
But we keep our distance, you know. I do feed the cattle for him in the morning, and I happen to see him yesterday. But I mightn't see him for, you know, depends. If I see him coming, you know, he comes and leaves the food for the cattle, and I do feed them, you know.
Well done, well done.
You know, but that's all. But no, I have no problem. Okay. I can't understand.
And, but your argument isn't the monetary value of it. Your argument is climate change and electricity.
It's wasting energy.
Okay.
No matter what it is, no matter what type of energy, it's wasting it. And we waste. You drive around the country and all the lights that are on outside houses, you know, and no need. They cannot see. I don't know what they have the lights on for. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And I see people turning lights on in the middle of the day. It's as if they flick a switch, and they don't even know what they're. Do you understand what
I'm saying? I do, Andy. Andy, stay with us for a sec, Andy, please. And I want to go to Judy Bryant as a quick point also about the price, not just the monetary price, but the carbon price of leaving Christmas lights on and streets till at least now till next month. Go ahead, Judy, please.
Well, Joe, I think Andy made the point as well as I can, and maybe even better. But my whole point is, I'm a farmer, and we're told every day on the media we've got to cut down our carbon footprint.
Okay.
And yet, all these Christmas lights in towns, cities, villages, and private homes are still on. And it's a waste of electricity. And it's increasing the carbon footprint of the whole country.
Okay.
So why should one group be castigated all the time for what they do? Recently in the Tullamore Tribune, there was a bit of an article on energy saving.
Yeah.
And one of the things we were told to do was turn out the lights when you leave a room, as Andy pointed out.
Yeah.
And yet, all these other lights are on, wasting electricity, building up the country carbon footprint.
But Judy, do you turn off the light of an evening when you're going from the living room into the kitchen to make a cup of tea?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Why do I think that's sad? Why do I think, what's wrong with me? What's in my DNA that makes me, that would be the last thing I would do?
Well, I suppose if you're brought up to conserve electricity.
Yeah.
And I started life in a house with no electricity.
But I'll ask, I'll go back to Andy just for a second, if you excuse me, please, Judy, bear with me. Andy, would you not be worried, given that you turn off the lights all the time, that you might trip and fall in the darkness?
No. Listen, that lady there, she reminded
Judy,
me, and that good lady reminded me of something. I often think I'm the only one that does what I do, and it's a relief.
Yeah.
It's lovely to know that there are other people that, you know, when I look around. But I want to say something to you, Joe. The way I am, I don't owe that to myself at all. I owe it to my parents, because my parents, when I was being brought up, the mantra was, waste not, want not. That's what we used to be told. And I remember saying to my father one time, God be good to him. I remember saying, Daddy, I remember asking him, Daddy, why do you keep telling us, waste not, want not? And he said, I want to tell you the story about a man, he was put out at the workhouse. And I remember saying, Daddy, and why was the man put out at the workhouse? Because Daddy said he was caught lighting a match beside the fire. So it's a very simple thing. It's a wonderful way to make the point, you know, to light a match beside the fire, that you waste a match.
Okay, a
simple match, you know, that costs, you could buy
a simple match that might save someone's life if we're stranded. I take your point. Andy, do you allow yourself any luxuries?
What do you mean by luxury?
Okay. I presume you don't have an electric blanket.
Oh, no, no.
I knew
no.
that, I knew that.
No, 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 no. I've no problem with heating. I was a carpenter by trade. My house, I've never had it rated, but I did all the work myself on it.
Great.
And it cost me very little. If I told you what it cost me, and I don't be cold. I don't be cold.
And what is your heating? What is your heating in the house? And these
oil. Okay. Okay. And I have a stove, and I have the stove in such a way that all the heat comes into the room.
Good man.
The only heat that I lose is what I can't avoid losing.
Okay.
But I'm going taking it out because I'm going taking it out because I don't want to burn coal in. And I'll put in a small electric fire and I'll turn it on when I'm cold and I'll turn it off when I'm warm.
Now, there's nothing.
Yeah,
but Andy, there's nothing nicer than a real fire, be it a stove or an open fire. Sure, there's not.
Yeah, but they're going to be a thing of the past. Because it's already illegal.
Okay, the type of coal is illegal in that part of the country.
But even an open fire, I heard someone saying that planning permission now.
New houses, yeah.
And also, I heard a lady on, and I totally agree with her. I burnt timber here, but do you know what I do with the timber, Joe? Before I burnt it, do you know what I do with it?
Tell us.
I split it, and I put it into a house, and I let it dry out.
Yeah, good man.
I put it because the pollution, they reckon that the difference between burning dry timber and burning wet timber, that it's colossal, the pollution. But I'm even going to stop that as well.
Okay,
I do everything. Do you understand?
Okay. Andy, stay with us, please, over this break. 51551. Wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
It began 20 minutes ago with a call, 30 minutes ago nearly at this stage, with a call about the Christmas lights in Drogheda. They're still up in Galway City, they're still up in Tullamore, they're still up in a number of Betty's down, as we heard, and Tommy was arguing they should come down. Christmas is over, let's move on, let's forget about the difficult Christmas we had and the difficult 2020. And then other people are saying, no, I leave up the lights. And then Andy Loughlin, who lives alone in Leitrim, as he told us, Andy is does not use any excess lights, Christmas candle on Christmas Day, that was it, does not use any excess lights because of the climate and the carbon footprint. Seamus Langan, back to leaving the lights on, you still have what up still in your house?
I still have a Christmas tree up in our house, Joe.
Why?
Well, basically, you spoke there about the bad Christmas that some of us have had. Well, two of my grandchildren didn't make it to Ballyshannon for Christmas this year, so the Christmas tree is still up. All the Christmas characters are still in the sitting room and their presents are under the Christmas tree.
And until when, Seamus?
However long it takes, Joe, that's our opinion. We will leave them there till they visit us again.
You will leave the Christmas tree up, you leave their presents under the tree?
Yeah.
Oh, God. And they're far away. They're obviously more than 5K. Where are your grandchildren, Seamus?
Well, we have three in total, but two of them live just outside of Dunshaughlin.
Oh, God, that's a distance. And when is the last time you've seen them, Seamus?
Last summer.
Oh, God.
With the different lockdowns coming into place, they couldn't visit. And then just before Christmas, unfortunately, our eldest grandchild contacted COVID in the classroom, and so he was diagnosed positive on Christmas Eve. So they couldn't travel, and they all self-isolated until they were tested. And obviously, the rest of them in the house didn't get the virus, but they're all okay, thanks be to God. But their presence will stay there until they come.
Okay.
We made that promise to the grandkids over the Christmas.
Okay, well said, Seamus. Thanks indeed. That's Seamus Langan in Donegal.